And it's nice to welcome back my Tuesday political influencer, Senator Jackie Lambie. Senator, welcome back to Drive.
Oh, hello, Jim. I hope we're not going to have a conversation about rugby league because it'll be all over and done within about 10 seconds.
No.
All I know, mate, it's a different shaped ball to AFL.
No, that's okay. I'll leave that to Danny Widler and as far as Craig Fitzgibbon getting the new deal of the Sharks. I'll do that after 5.
I'll have to bring in my mate Lazarus.
Good on you. Let's start with the Christine Holgate story. Big story today out of Canberra. She's revealed she was so humiliated by the Prime Minister and the Australia Post chairman when she was sacked from her role as CEO of Australia Post after that Cartier Watches scandal, that she was suicidal. Extremely disturbing.
It is extremely disturbing, and I could see exactly that happening to her. It would have been extremely humiliating for her at the time. Obviously, she knew the facts better than most did, so I can see why she went. Her mental health was affected almost immediately. She's still fighting that. I imagine she's still struggling with her mental health, to be honest with you. I'll give her one. She's still standing and good on her. Then I think it's about time that Paul Fletcher and the Prime Minister come out and explained what they're going to do about this, because right now all I see is a heap of cash sitting in front of her because she's got one hell of a compensation claim, I would think. But right now, the way it's playing out, the more information that comes out, looks like she has been seriously bullied. And right now with what's going on with all the women's stuff right across Australia, this is not a good look for the government whatsoever.
But going back to the purchase of the 4 Cartier watches, which she's confirmed today was thanks to taxpayers' money, it was a pretty bad look.
I think you'll find there's been much bigger bonuses paid out. And I wonder had she bought, if she'd have paid for a corporate box at the footy or the rugby league, mate, if anyone had ever twinched an eye at it, to be honest with you.
No, I know, but post services have been pretty ordinary. This happened in 2018. People who go and mail a letter from a suburb to another suburb, like a neighbouring suburb, stories that can take 2 to 3 weeks. There's recurring theme here that the services from Australia Post in the last couple of years hasn't been up to scratch, and yet Christine Holgate can go and spend 20-odd grand on Cartier watches for executives. The optics are terrible.
Yeah, I think, though, there's been much bigger bonuses, like I said, Jim, paid out in the past. And I'll tell you what, Australia Post has not always been flash. They're good when they're good. They're bad when they're bad. I think my biggest concern right now is I have a lot of those rural and regional post offices down here in Tasmania, and they're wondering how they're going to, keep their doors open, mate. And if they continue to take services off them, that's going to be a really problem. I believe there's a report that hasn't been released. Is that the one from Boston Consulting? There's only bits of, I would love to see what that report says. If she was fighting against it and there's nothing to hide, then release that report from Boston Consulting. I imagine that's been paid for by the taxpayer. The taxpayer, therefore, is entitled to see what that report says. I think that would be a very good start. I think this needs to be made very transparent now, so less harm is done to Christine further on down the line. This is not going away overnight, and I'm sure I'm not the only one right now that is right about her mental health.
Well, that's a very good point. I think what we heard today is extremely disturbing. The fact that she was suicidal, that is extremely, extremely serious and should not be...
Mate, when someone comes up and throws open like the Prime Minister did on the floor and absolutely belts her like that, when he's had problems in his own party with money, expenditure, sports rorts and all the rest, and absolutely names and shames her like that, of course it's going to have an impact on her. And, now the truth's starting to come out, what she's been through. I mentioned she's feeling some sort of relief, but quite frankly, it's certainly her mental health right now. I'd be terribly concerned. And I heard, I'm hearing right that the government, no one from the government, none of the women up there that are representing women, apparently, has even made a phone call to her to see whether or not they can help her and what they can do. I just find this absurd.
Let's move on to vaccines. You've just turned 50. Will you be putting your hand up?
Thank you for that, Jim.
You declared that. You said that on the program a couple of weeks ago. I'm not giving away a secret. We made a big
shift. I think I said I was 28.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry, I'm 53, and that's the new 28. will you be putting your hand up to get the AstraZeneca vaccine?
What I will be doing is waiting for those first responders and our elderly to get their vaccines before anybody else, and I think and the most vulnerable people in our society. I'm happy to stand in line, and I'm happy to take any vaccine I need to. No doubt I'm going to have to do that in the future to be able to travel. But please, I just want those first responders. I want our elderly done, those who are vulnerable, vulnerable in our community, mate. They really need to get these vaccines. Those people working in aged care, the cleaners, that sort of thing, mate. They need to be vaccinated so they're protected.
I get all that, but when it gets to your turn, the frame of the question should be, once it gets to your turn, there's been a lot said about the AstraZeneca jab. I can't wait to get it because the benefits far outweigh the risks. Are you happy to get the AstraZeneca jab?
I'll get the AstraZeneca if I want to. I think I prefer to take Pfizer, but if that's what I've got to line up and take, that's what I'll take, like everybody else.
Okay. Senator, always good to chat, and I'm sorry if we already talked about the 50th birthday a couple of weeks ago. Come on, it's not giving away anything.
Yeah, I know, mate. I'm still letting it sink in. It's not quite hitting the stomach. 28 just sounds so much better.
50's good. 50's a great age.
Oh, it's great. I'm not sure about my face, but, you know, the
Botox turn it out up.
There
You're
is making
fine.
A heap of cash out of me, I'm sure of it.
You're funny. Good on you. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
Righto. That's Independent Senator Jackie Lambie-Ndow, one of our Tuesday political influencers right here on Drive.